You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's just gone 6:31. You're tuned into the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're taking a look at the latest proposed changes coming through from the South African Revenue Services. They have complained that they're seeing an increase in the backlog of tax disputes they have to deal with, and they have proposed a couple of new laws in an effort to deal with this. The laws are currently out for debate or out for comment. It's the draft of the 2024 Tax Administration Laws Amendment Bill that is out for comment at the moment, and I'm joined on the line by Pieter Janssen van Rensburg, director at AJM Tax, to take a look at this and try and understand what this means for you and I as taxpayers. Good evening, Pieter. Thanks so much for taking the time. What are the proposed changes?
Jimmy, there are a couple of inconsequential changes that the commissioner is proposing to the dispute resolution rules, and those are promulgated in terms of the Tax Administration Act. But arguably the biggest one that they are proposing for the current year, for the legislative cycle, is that the so-called alternative dispute resolution mechanisms are pulled forward in the dispute process. Now, how it currently works, the dispute process with SARS, is that where a taxpayer is dissatisfied with an assessment that has been issued, they have the right to request reasons for that specific assessment. Then follows the objection stage, and then if they are unsuccessful with the objection, an appeal stage, and that's just before you head to the tax board or to the tax court. But as part of that appeal stage, there are alternative dispute resolution mechanisms in place. Now, on an oversimplified basis, that's a round table discussion with a specific SARS representative and then a person that really facilitates the discussion between the taxpayer and SARS. The proposal that's on the table is that those alternative dispute resolution mechanisms are pulled forward in the process from the appeal stage to the objection stage already. So the opportunity is really created for taxpayers to have roundtable discussions with SARS before we head into a costly appeal, tax board, tax court process. That's really the nub of the issue.
So if that were to happen, Peter, what does that then mean for you and I as consumers? Do we now have to deal with our disputes differently? Do we now have to apply for certain things? How would we navigate that if this goes ahead?
Well, Jimmy, current indications are that there's really not much in the actual dispute process that will change. The only practical element will be that when a taxpayer lodges an objection to an assessment, they will at that stage already indicate whether they want to make use of the alternative dispute resolution mechanisms or not. Now, the mere fact that a taxpayer indicates that doesn't necessarily mean that it will be facilitated. SARS must also agree that the relevant matter under dispute is suitable for such a process. Now, what that will mean for the ordinary taxpayer on the street is that they will likely have to get professional assistance much earlier in the dispute system and not only in the dispute stage. So whereas usually we see taxpayers with lesser serious tax matters and inconsequential type of disputes ordinarily treating them themselves, they have the opportunity now to involve persons that are knowledgeable in the tax dispute process earlier. So it might be more costly initially in the process, but the hope is that the dispute process in its entirety would be quicker, which ultimately leads to a reduction in the overall tax dispute cost process.
Speaking of knowledgeable persons, Peter, there's also a proposal around the fact that natural persons may now appear on behalf of taxpayers in the tax court. What does this now mean? Does this then mean representatives can now stand in the place of particular taxpayers if the proposed addition goes ahead?
Quite right. This is on the back of a recent judgment where it was shown that not only persons registered with a legal practice council, but ordinary persons that are knowledgeable in tax matters and tax practitioners can appear on behalf of individuals. Now, the proposed wording that's being punted in the legislation is fit and proper person. Now, what a fit and proper person would mean, whether it speaks to their experience, whether it speaks to their academic qualifications, whether it speaks simply to their professional affiliations, is unclear at this stage. But it's arguable that further guidelines on what constitutes a fit and proper person will be published soon. But that's really, I think, a positive step for a dispute resolution process that taxpayers can involve not only necessarily lawyers, accountants, advocates in the dispute process, but tax practitioners that know that knows their specific circumstances and are knowledgeable in the area of tax administration and, of course, the tax substance matter as well. So, yes, I think that's a really positive development.
Absolutely. Tax matters can get quite complicated, and it's always nice to know that you can now bring in a professional if, again, this is voted ahead. Speaking of that vote, when are the comments set to close? When do we expect this to come into effect? How do we navigate the process from here while it's open for public comment?
Jimmy, the legislative process works in a cycle. The draft bill was published last Thursday. It's now currently open for public participation until the end of August. So any taxpayer, and it's usually the professional bodies, SAICA aside, SAIBA the rest, make representations on behalf of taxpayers as part of this. And after that, there are parliamentary sittings and discussions around this. So it's very unlikely that the final bills will be promulgated until the end of January next year. So the final bills we expect during November, beginning of December this year, with promulgation probably only during the next into the next calendar year in end of January. That's the ordinary legislative amendment cycle. But the immediate urgency is for commentaries to be in by the end of August. So we really encourage all taxpayers through the professional bodies, through tax practitioners, to really make presentations, because from history and from being part of the process, we see that Treasury really takes the public comments into account when they consider the draft legislation, and they are really open to participate in the process. So we really encourage taxpayers to engage with Treasury and provide their comments as well.
There you have it, folks. Please go have your say, weigh in on the proposals from the South African Revenue Services, and see if you can help influence better decisions and better policies. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Peter. Peter Jansen van Rensburg, who is a director at AJM, attacks on the latest proposals from the South African Revenue Services on how to deal with tax disputes and other things.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.